Founders say the National Personhood Alliance will focus on protecting all innocent human beings. In addition to abortion, Georgia Right to Life co-executive director Genevieve Wilson says the alliance will actively oppose things like cloning, embryonic stem cell research, and physician-assisted suicide.
Science and technology has made unbelievable strides over the last 40 years. But they have also gotten into areas that raise serious moral and ethical questions regarding the sanctity of human life.
And one organization already joining the alliance is Cleveland Right to Life. President Molly Smith says her organization is joining the alliance because it believes the new strategy is a game changer for the pro-life movement.
When you continue to do the same thing over and over and over again and not get the results we are hoping for, it's time to look for a new strategy, and that's what we had already started doing. And, of course, then when Georgia, presented with this opportunity, it was a no-brainer for us.
Like Georgia Right to Life, the alliance will oppose exceptions in abortion legislation for rape and incest. National Right to Life ousted Georgia Right to Life because a group actively battled against a 20-week abortion ban in the U.S. House. In the final version, the bill included exceptions for rape or incest. Meanwhile, National Right to Life supported the measure. WABE contacted National Right to Life but did not get a response by deadline. The National Personhood Alliance will officially form during a conference that will take place in Atlanta in October. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.